months of love, sabi nila. You know me, I don't really go along with these celebrations and these things, but we can use them to be provocative of thought. At yan ang gagawin natin sa usaping ito. Last year, you remember, month of February, nagkaroon tayo ng series on Love for the Lost, Missionary Stories. And I think we had a good discussion sa mga bagay na yon. So I want to follow up on that this time. I love for sufferers, stories of compassion. Itong month ng February na masyado ang biin sa usapin ng love ay nagpapaalala rin ng kaibahan ng ating idea of love as Christians and the love of the world. Sa love ng mundo, ito ay sinisignify ng the universal symbol of Valentine's ay si Cupid. And Cupid, the infantile character na merong bow and arrow, and the idea is love ay tinamaan ka. May tama. Eh, pagkatapos na tinamaan ka, after several years, nagtatamaan na sila. Hindi ganun ang alam nating pag-ibig. Yung pag-ibig natin ay that which is deeply committed, deep-seated commitment to the good of the one we love. So dito sa ating pag-aaral na ito, we will veer away from the emotional, merely emotional love. This is promoted sa mga business interests, mga card makers and flowers, nothing wrong in themselves. Pero in the process nga, nagiging sentimental and emotional yung idea natin ng pag-ibig. Ipalalimin natin, at sa pagpapalalim niyan ay nandun sa usap, isa sa pinaka nagpapalalim sa usapin ng pag-ibig ay pag-ibig sa mga naghihirap, mga nagdurusa. Love for sufferers, love in times of suffering is the real challenge of true love. And that is one of the most self-denying forms of love. Compassion. So, yung compassion ang ating titingnan. Pag sinabing compassion, it of course has the idea of being moved with something within you as you look at sufferers. Alam niyo ba, the emotion that is most associated with Jesus in the Gospels ay compassion. He was moved with compassion sa iba't ibang mga okasyon. Moved with compassion dahil sa mga nagugutom. Moved with compassion dahil sa mga iba't ibang mga sufferings. Well, isa rito ay on an occasion when a leper came to him and we are told that he was moved with compassion and he touched the leper. He did something unconventional, unthinkable, even unacceptable in the mores of society of the time. Sa panahon noon, ay hindi yan ginagawa. So ito ang titingnan natin, among those who suffer, ito yung sickness is one form of suffering. And among forms of sickness, one that carries perhaps the greatest of stigma in history is leprosy. Ketongin. By the way, humingi ako ng paumanhin na again, in this series, hindi ako makakagawa ng Tagalog counterpart. I'll be touching on many historical portions na mahirap itagalog at yung mga quotations ay mahirap kumanap ng panahong magtagalog, but we will be using. Gagamit ako ng Tagalog sa pagtuturo. So, narito tayo. Hinihingi yung ating habag, compassion sa pang naghihirap at sa mga uri ng paghihirap. Kasama rito yung may karamdaman, may sakit. At sa lahat ng uri ng karamdaman sa kasaysayan, walang mas pinandirihan kaysa sa ketongin. At yan ang ating titingnan sa pamamagitan ng kasaysayan o kwento ng dalawang tao na nagpakita ng compassion sa mga ketongin. Now let me just give you a background dito sa tinatawag na leprosy. Now leprosy in the Bible actually is a broad category of skin diseases, some of which are not really leprosy as we know it. Hindi lahat ng sinasabing ketongin sa Biblia ay yung ketong na alam natin. Pero kasama yung ganong uri ng ketongin. Now, itong ketong na sinasabi natin ay tawag sa medical field ay Hansen's disease after the man who was the one responsible in discovering the causative agent of leprosy. yung may isang uri ng bacteria na siyang pinakasanhi nito. At ang nakadiscovery niyan ay isang Norwegian physician, si Gerhard Henrik Hansen. Kaya after his name, ang tawag ngayon sa medical condition na leprosy ay Hansen's disease. Isipin niyo naman, siya na nga nakadiscovery nung dahilan ay tawag pa sa disease ay Hansen's disease. Parang sakit niya. Pero yun ang pagkilala ng mga tao sa kanya, yung impact niya doon sa sakit. So, before there was knowledge, itong Hansen's disease ay with varying seriousness, sa maraming uri nito, very curable na po ito ngayon. Sa mga na-discovery ng mga lunas, it's a very curable disease, but kung lumala, it can have very skin disfiguring effect. So, nakikita natin ito sa iba't ibang mga tao. It damages the nerves, the limbs, and even the eyes. Now, before there was knowledge about this disease, it provoked very loathsome reaction. Ito talagang pinandirihan. Alam nyo ba, sa pagitan ng 5th and 15th centuries sa Europa, kapag nagkaroon ka ng ganitong disease, ay you will be declared dead. And magkakaroon ng symbolic burial sa'yo. And once the symbolic burial ay nagawa, you are banished from society. That's how they treated this disease. Nakakadiri sa kanila, kinakatakutan, at madalas ay yung binanggit ni Ike sa scripture reading kanina, kapag may nangyaring ganyan, parusa ng Diyos yan. So, pinandidirihan ka physically at kinatatakutan ka dahil nasa iyo ang tanda na hinatulan ka ng Diyos, pinarusahan ka ng Diyos. At yung mga taong may ganyan, nire-require na meron silang bell para sa kanilang katawan, para pag lumalapit na sila, kleng, 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 warning sa mga tao, layo kayo, may ketongin na lalapit. So, it's that kind of disease. And sa Bible, tinuturing naman itong ceremonially unclean. Now, that means, of course, the leper cannot participate sa mga ceremonies. Hindi po ibig sabihin niya na siya'y tinuturing ng marumi just because of the disease, kundi ceremonially, he cannot participate sa mga seremonya ng templo and ng mga pagsamba. So, that's how this was treated. May stigma, may pinandidirihan. Nagkakayat nagkaroon ng mga leprosarium para doon ilagay. Yung mga lepers, hiwalay na sa lipunan. At kapag malalat na talaga, ay parang ayaw mo nang hawakan. Makikita mo yung the body is wasting away. May mga biruang pa kung minsan, kinakamayan mo yung leper. Kamay na lang pala niya yung hawak-hawak mo. Tatanggal na sa kanyang braso. But the idea is, it is so disfiguring na kaya maintindihan mo yung the loathing by people in the physical sense and then dun sa maling paliwanag spiritually. But it's now a very curable disease. And according to statistics, 95% of this disease is just in 11 countries. The most numerous are in India and Brazil. So yan yung statistics ngayon. The latest statistics shows that the registered number, of course may mga unregistered, but the registered number is less than 1 million around the world. Well, maliit na kaso yan kasi nga curable na. Pero let's go to that time when that wasn't the case. I like to tell you two men who were very much responsible for their impact on the care for lepers. One was the Wellesley Bailey. Wellesley Bailey was born in Ireland, became a Christian in his youth. At one point, looking for the vocation God has for him, he sailed to Australia to make his fortune but returned a failure. So isa ring encouragement yan sa atin na the Lord is giving a second chance when we fail. That's what happened to Wellesley Bailey. He returned to Ireland, a failure sa una niyang venture to find success in Australia. So looking for something to do, he sailed to India. And that's where he became aware of poverty. Hanggang ngayon ay makikita pa rin yan sa India, although it's now a more or less nakikipag-unahan sa China economically, but yung mga lugar doon is still a mark of poverty. Ibalik mo sa 19th century, nung nagpunta doon si Bailey, ay he saw awful poverty. And may sinamahan siya ritong missionary, and he was deeply affected. He started working with missions in the country. And one life-changing turning point of his life was a visit to a leper asylum. And that visit, yung kanyang description, meron pong quotation dyan sa inyong handout sa likod. He said, the victims were in all stages of the malady, very terrible to look upon. With a sad, woe-begone, nawala na ng pag-asa, woe-begone expression on their faces, a look of utter helplessness, I almost shuddered. Yet, I was at the time fascinated, and I felt if ever there was a Christ-like work in this world, it was to go among these poor sufferers and bring to them the consolation of the gospel. Can you imagine the reaction of this man? On the one hand, the reaction that would be expected, nakita niya yung hirap ng mga taong ito, he shuddered at their condition. And remember, this was the time na walang gamot pa, hindi pa na-develop yung mga pang-relieve man lamang ng kanilang hirap. And so he saw leprosy at its worst, and he shuddered, and yet at the same time, sa kanyang sinabi, fascinated. And he thought of what is more Christ-like than to serve these people whom Christ touched and healed. And so, with that visit, Bailey found his vocation in life. It was to care for and also witness to the lepers. So itong kanyang ginawa, nag-concentrate siya sa mga lepers, he supplied medical and physical needs, but at the same time, preached to them. And in fact, he saw people, lepers, converted and baptized. Remember, lepers at this point ay ibinubukod na, at although not anymore the time na binabanish, nonetheless, more or less, when you were a leper, people gave up on you, both physically as well as spiritually. Eh, kasi nga, marka ng judgment ng Panginoon, at pagkatapos ay physically wala pang cure, you were given up on, but the Bailey served them medically, and not only that, he witnessed to them, and he saw conversion, proving false yung allegation na ito yung mark ng judgment of God. And we need to be careful sa mga ganyang conclusion. So he saw lepers converted and baptized. So because this is what he now considered his vocation, balik siya sa Ireland in 1873, and he deputized for support for this ministry. And sa kanyang pagbalik sa India, 2 years later, in 1875, he set up his first leprosy asylum, and he set up an organization which he called the Mission to Lepers. So may sinabi siyang ganito, again, nasa inyong handout, I desire now to give a little of my own experience amongst the leprosy sufferers, and to lay before my readers a plan whereby all may, who are in sympathy with him, who when on earth did not think the leper too loathsome to lay his hands upon, but who moved with compassion, put forth his hand and touched him. He's referring to that incident sa ating text sa itaas. So, ang sinasabi niya rin ay naggawa siya ng plano, nag-organize siya, and by the way, this is one of the gifts of Bailey, a very good organizer. Nag-organize siya at ngayon nagpunta siya ng Ireland para mag-raise ng support, and he raised a good amount of support dahil naipakita niya yung connection sa misyon sa Panginoong Hesukristo nung kanyang ginagawa. So with that support, his ministry to lepers expanded, He set up leprosy homes, and this time not only in India, nagkaroon na ng extension sa Burma, China, Japan, South Africa, even in South America, Sumatra, and Korea. Wala pang South and North Korea noon, just Korea. So, lumawak. And until he retired in 1917, having set up a global organization to care for lepers. Now, by the way, that organization is still active today. And it's now called the Leprosy Mission. And every year, the Leprosy Mission is giving away or awarding a Wellesley Bailey Award. Parang katulad ng Nobel Prize, meron silang Wellesley Bailey Award. They award it to a person or persons who have made an impact on serving lepers. And meron yan every year. And it all started with a man whose visit to a leper asylum had an impact on him, and he thought of being Christ-like. That's caring. That's compassion. Hindi naging loathing yung kanyang reaction, kundi to be like the Lord Jesus Christ. Now let's go to our second story here. Dr. Paul Wilson Brand, 1914. He died just recently in 2003. Born to missionary parents. At yung kanyang mga parents ay missionary sa India. So he grew up, in fact, in India, in Koli Hills of southern India. He became a doctor and studied leprosy. Dahil sa India, nakita niyang maraming lepers. At ito ang tumawag din ng kanyang compassion. And in fact, he was considered during his career one of the best experts on the disease of leprosy. And at one point, invented or rather developed, in fact, a technique known as tendon transfer technique in curing the hands ng mga lepers. Pagdating sa usapin na yan, siya ang kinukonsulta at marami siyang naging impact sa medical field as a result of his expertise. And he was the first to advance, based on his studies and experiments, he was the first to advance the explanation of the suffering of leprosy as the loss of the sensation of pain that rendered them susceptible to injury. In fact, he tells a story in one of his books na nabasa ko na at one point sa sobrang pagod niya, he was lying down, and then when he rose, nung tumayo siya, suddenly realized he's not feeling anything on one of his feet. Wasn't feeling anything, and it just dawned on him, eto na ba, nahawa na ba ako? Tinusok niya ng karayom, no feeling, no pain. And he was in panic. Eh, syempre, leper expert siya. And alam niya yung ganung sensation. And sinabi niya doon, he slept that night with the greatest of fear in his life. Then pagising niya ng umaga, yun ang una-una niya ginawa, tinusok niya uli at sumigaw siya. May bumalik ang sakit, at doon niya nakita yung pain is in fact a gift. He wrote his book, Pain, the Gift Nobody Wants. It's now bearing another title. I have that book, Pain, the Gift Nobody Wants. Has now the title of simply The Gift of Pain. I have a quotation there. I had crossed a chasm back to normal life. Ito yung pagkatapos niyang nasaktan siya uli. Unay walang sakit sa talumpakan niya. Then nung nasaktan siya uli, he was so thankful for the pain. I had crossed a chasm back to normal life. I breathe a prayer, thank God for pain, that I have repeated in some form hundreds of times since. To some people, that prayer may seem odd, even oxymoronic. It came to me in a reflexive rush of gratitude. For the first time, I understood how leprosy victims could look with envy upon those of us who feel pain. I returned to India with renewed commitment to fight leprosy and to help my patients compensate for what they had lost I became, in effect, a career lobbyist for pain. So yung talagang misery ng leper, he doesn't feel pain. In fact, one time he was describing in one of his books, yung nakita niyang isang lalaki sa India, ay blind, and he realized why he became blind. He couldn't blink. And when you couldn't blink, magdadry. We need to blink para sa liquid natin sa ating eyes. And this man, because of his leprosy, could not blink, and his eyes just dried up. So, ang point niya ay yung mga bagay na tinitake for granted natin, like blinking, and of course, the feeling of pain, these are gifts of God. And he saw that. His experience with lepers also gave him insight into the power of touch. Now, let me read itong sinabi niya about touch. God dwelt among us and touched us. And his time spent here allows him to more fully identify with our pain. The ideal then is to give love to someone you can touch. A needy person in your community. I was able to do that in India. Now I look for people in Carville to love through touch. Of course, I still have great concern for the needs of the people in India, and I seek out others who can love the Indians through touch. I support these people and their organizations with my gifts and prayers. So here was a man who's a medical expert. He knows the human body with an expert's eye. In fact, isang book niya na meron ako ay nagawa siya ng mga analogy on the spiritual level ng mga processes sa body. Yung mga processes sa body, pinakita niya on the spiritual analogy. It's a very good book, very good for illustrations. So he knows the body in a way that most of us will never know as a medical expert. But for all that, he saw the simplicity and the power of touch. Just touching has that power, and he saw that in his experience with lepers. So with these two stories, I just would like to encourage you na narito yung isang bagay about loving the sufferers is to exercise compassion. Isipin natin, who are the equivalents of lepers today? Most of us, dahil nga mababa na ang statistics ng lepers, most of us will never encounter lepers, real lepers in our lives. But surely there are equivalents of lepers today. And as I've said, Jesus' Gospels, the one emotion that is most encountered or revealed of Jesus is how he was moved with compassion. Several times, Jesus' treatment of lepers is singled out for his compassion. Remember that they were ceremonially unclean and were therefore outcast. But as we saw sa text natin, he touched the untouchables of that society. And Jesus healed many of them. He even made this as an evidence of his messianic claim that he healed the lepers. And in the story of the 10 lepers he healed, about 10 lepers he healed in Luke 17, only one returned, and he happened to be a Gentile. And yet Jesus used that as a portrait of grace. In other words, in the economy of God's kingdom, you and I are lepers, outcast, not welcome. Yet Jesus welcomed us. Jesus had compassion on us. And that compassion moved him to touch lepers. Now you and I have the same calling. What moved Bailey, na nakita niya, what could be more Christ-like than to touch these lepers? What moved Dr. Brand to serve them and to see the power of touch? Let that move us in our exercise of love. Let us learn to love sufferers. Compassion is that love which reaches out to those who appear disgusting in society. So let us think, who could be our lepers today? Any question? Any thought you'd like to share? Experiences? Yes, Ning Ning.
Pastor, yung pong isang sector ng society na parang pinandidirihan, tinatawanan, at minsan ay kinatatakutan yung mga taong grasa or yung parang nawalan na ng katinoan. Paano ka po magmi-minister sa ganong tao? And hindi ka na rin siguro makakapag-share kasi wala nga sila sa katinoan. Pero paano mo sila dapat na... Paano mo dapat ipakita yung compassion mo sa kanila?
Well, I can tell you real stories I have seen. Ito yung maganda na I work in the vicinity where Christian Compassion Ministry ng CRBC ay nagmi-minister, at ang uri ng kanilang ministry ay sa mga street people. And I've seen the story of several, and I know of a particular man. I call him Joseph. Ang name niya talaga ay Joseph. He's now a member of CRBC. He's always there sa vicinity, always very respectful of me. Pero, nung una siyang ma-encounter, ay hold-upper. At makikita mo siyang iika-ika, ang dahilan ay binaril siyang minsan ng pulis sa kanyang pagtakbo. So yung buhay niya, labas-masok ng kulungan, at nung na matagal siyang nakalabas ay talagang maruming tao. I saw him when he was still unconverted. And then, yet yung sa CCM, ministered to him, you know, the likes of Matthew Gamston, nasa Britain na siya ngayon, but when he was here, pumunta siya sa katulad niya at kinakausap, and this man little by little responded, and until by the grace of God ay na-convert, and ginagamit siya ngayon sa church. So I've seen real stories of taong grasa na naabot ng biyaya. At ibig sabihin, we don't give up on those people. Just like yung lepers noon, maaaring mga taong grasa ngayon, kung lumapit sa sayo, kung nagkaroon ka ng pagkakataon na malapitan, makausap, what was it like when Jesus touched this leper in our story? It was unthinkable, in fact, unacceptable in that society, that Jesus did. So, yun ang isang hamon sa atin, mga taong grasa, magandang halimbawa yon, who may be the equivalent of lepers today. Other thoughts na na-encounter nyo or meron kayong gustong linawin? At least nga, grasa lang yun, hindi talaga contagious disease like leprosy. Jean.
Student, sa issue ng yung totoong nangangailangan ng compassion at yung mga nagpapanggap lang those. Kasi yung last Wednesday, gabi na yon, mga before 9 o'clock, paglabas ko sa office, dumaan ako sa land bank para mag-withdraw. Pero nung pag-park ko dun sa parking ng land bank, biglang may dumambang babae dun sa kotse. Nagulat ako. Sag-iiyak siya. And then sabi niya kung pwede ko daw siyang bigyan ng tulong. She was asking for mga 900. Sabi ko, magkano? Sabi ko sa kanya. Sabi niya, pwede mo akong bigyan ng 975. Kasi siya ay kailangan umuwi sa Cavite. Kasi yung kanyang nanay ay may sakit. Naisip ko, ay wala naman, kaya nga papunta ako ng bank kasi wala naman akong pera. So, pero nag-i-insist siya. Iniisip ko na, ako naman, disposed ako to help. Totoo, hindi totoo. I wanted to help. Kaya lang pagtingin ko, I only have 50 pesos. And a few na hindi ko naman pera, so ayoko din naman kuhanin yan. And then, so binigay ko yung 50 pesos sa kanya, and then sabi niya, hindi ba pwedeng 600? Sabi ko, eh kasi yan lang yung pera ko. Naisip ko, hindi na rin ako upunta sa ATM kasi medyo parang kinabahan din ako. Baka mamaya ito, mga hold up tong mga to. Ha. But anyway, sa isip ko, I give yung benefit of the doubt that this person really needs help. Binigyan ko yung 50, and then sabi niya, Sige, kung wala kang 600, kahit 100 na lang. Ay, di naisip ko, ano ba ito? Parang nakikipagtawagan. Kinuha ko pabalik yung 50. Sabi ko, ayaw mo? Akin na. Ay, kinuha niya pabalik. Tapos umalis. So, ang point there, Pastor, is you see, yung, you know, yung reality ng society natin, there will be people who will be, you know, like, mag-a-appear, magpapanggap na talagang sila ay nangangailangan. Pero, actually, they are not. But as Christians, we really would like to give compassion.
It's a good point. Nangyari yan sa akin sa Cubao. Nang hingi rin, may story siya ng kailangan niyang ganito. Nag-quote siya ng eksaktong kailangan niya. And I'm naturally disposed to help yung mga ganong cases. So I gave. 2 days later, iba na naman, ibang tao, pero halos same idea, exact amount. And then, hindi ako nagbigay. And then, naulit pa yun ng maraming ulit. And then, I realized this is modus operandi. So, we need to be careful sa mga ganung bagay na mananaman, magsasamantala lamang out of charity. Proverbs 3:27 says, give to him to whom it is due when it is in the power of your hand. So, we always have to measures sa pag-decide ng tulong. The person you are helping, talaga bang nangangailangan siya ng tulong? At ito ba talaga yung tulong na makakatulong sa kanya? Halimbawa, yung ibibigay mo ng tulong, it turns him more into a parasite. Lalo pa siyang magugumon sa ganung buhay. I would rather not. So, to whom it is due, and then sa kalawang measure ay in the power of your hand. So, yun ang dalawang iisipin natin. But it is difficult sometimes to make a discernment. May mga pagkakataong ni-refuse mo, pero nagigilty ka. Ba't ko ba ni-refuse? Mukhang kailangan naman talaga. O tapos nagbigay ka, and then it turned out na naloko ka lang pala. So, which is worse? You sometimes have to decide those things. Would I rather be guilty or feel that I'm a fool? Which is worse? Go ahead, Jim.
Yeah, I'd like to mention pa, nakalimutan ko nga kasi sabihin, right there and then, nag-pray ako, Lord, paano po kaya to? Kasi hindi ko rin talaga alam kung totoo nga bang nangangailangan ito. Hindi. So yung pag-isip ko lang nung 50 yung ibigay, I believe na nandun yung guidance ng Lord.
Tama. We need to ask wisdom, of course. Many times that will mean spontaneous praying. Manalangin ka there and then sa Panginoon, kagaya nung ginawa ni Nehemiah, kausap siya nung king, and there and then nanalangin siya. Hindi mo naman sasabihin doon sa naglilimos, teko muna, magpe-pray muna ako. There and then, ask for wisdom and then make a decision. One way or the other, maaaring magkamali ka, but it's part of being moved with compassion. Other thoughts? G.
I-share ko lang po yung experience ko with hospice and at saka yung personal experience ko na itaboy ng aking landlady noon. I had a chicken pox. I was residing doon sa ladies' dorm. Nung nabalitaan niya ako that I came to the ladies' dorm after I was... galing kasi ako sa infirmary. Wala naman akong ibang matitirhan, kundi babalik sa dorm. So, dala ko lahat ng bed, lahat ng damit. Inuwi ko sa dorm, doon ko nilabhan. Talagang minura ako ng husto ng aking landlady. Sabi niya, dapat sa Pangasinan ko daw, inuwi yung mga damit ko at doon ko daw nilabhan. So, sabi ko, napaka-cruel talaga nitong aling to. Sabi ko, ngayon pa lang ako pinandidirihan ng mga kadorm ko kasi parang lahat lumalayo sila sa akin. And here she is, pagdating sa dorm, minura ako sa harap ng maraming kadorm mates ko. Tapos, hindi ko daw dapat inuwi yung aking mga clothing doon sa dorm at baka lahat daw magka-chicken pox. So, ganun yung naranasan ko, na itaboy ka pagka meron kang karamdaman na medyo nakakahawa. But then with the hospice, marami na rin po akong experiences na kung hindi ka sanay mag-hospice work, talagang mandidiri ka sa mga patient ko. Like with cervical cancer, nakapasok pa lang ako sa pinto, amoy ko na yung sangsang ng amoy ng parang mabahong daga. At ang pupuntahan ko, palapit na ako ng palapit sa pasyente, palapit na rin yung amoy ng mabahong yon. So, sometimes gusto kong magalit sa family kasi hindi, dapat kasi nililiguan yung patient. So, pagdating ko doon, kung ang laman ng puso ko ay puro galit pagdating ko pa lang sa pinto, madidisturb na rin yung isipan ko na talagang mahalin yung pati pamilya ng patient. So, parang mahirap din i-deal na yung iba ang tenga nilalanggam na dahil pagpapakain, nakahiga, yung sabaw umagos doon sa tenga, napuno ng langgam yung tenga, hindi ramdam ng patient kasi naka-morphine siya. So, kinakain na nga yung buhay ng langgam. Buhay pa siya, kinakain na siya ng langgam. So, yung puso mo na nagagalit ka sa family na hindi marunong mag-alaga, tapos ang dala-dala mo ay mensahe ng Panginoon, parang isipin niyo yung parang feeling ng isang mag-aalaga ng pasyente ng ganon. Or if a patient na nag-uus yung dugo at saka uhog sa ilong, and then mahabaho talaga yon, parang amoy daga pa rin. But if this was a child, buhay pa naman ngayon pala, lalapit ako doon sa bata, hindi ko siya pwedeng ihawakan ng ganito. Pero kailangang hawakan ko siya kasi para magkarinigan kami at para makita niya ang mukha ko. Kasi I wanted to read the Bible sa kanya, mga kwento ng Old Testament. Kasi yung bata, hindi niya mararamdaman talaga yung pagmamahal ko sa kanya without touching. And that's why I had contracted pneumonia after that.
Well, thank you, Chi. We're hearing real stories ng application nito na mahirap i-imagine, but doon natatawag talaga yung compassion the way Jesus exercised it. Yung cases that would repel you in any ordinary normal way, but you have to exercise the love of Jesus para sa mga ganyang tao. So it's something that is a real challenge para sa ating kapatid at maaaring sa atin magkaroon tayo ng ganyan. Remember the one, as Bailey said, the one who moved with compassion touched a leper. Other questions or other thoughts na gusto nyo i-share na naging challenge for compassion sa atin? Mian.
Alam niyo naman nung nag-testify ako, 'di ba, na 7 kaming magkakapatid, housewife ang nanay ko, namatay ang tatay ko. UPLB employee siya. Supposedly may mga benefits siya, pero dahil may cancer siya, nilamsam ng gobyerno yung ano niya, lahat ng benefits niya. So yung 7 magkakapatid na 'yon ay hindi alam kung paano mabubuhay. Ganun yung story ng buhay ko. But we were in a Christian, family, Church of God that time. Ako po ay patotoo at recipient ng compassion ng mananampalataya ng kapatiran. Nakitang-kita ko po yung sinasabi nila, buhay na buhay sa patotooan ng family ko simula sa 1-year-old kong kapatid hanggang lumaki siya. Kasi lumaki siya sa akalinga ng mga kapatiran. So sa amin, buhay po yung compassion ni Sini Jesus, buhay yung pag-ibig ni Kristo, buhay yung pagkalinga ng kapatiran. At gusto kong i-share kasi marami po ang ganito ang sitwasyon sa iglesia na nangangailangan. I remember yung graduation namin ng kuya ko, sabay kami gumraduate ng high school. And kasi 12 years old nung mamatay si tatay, so 14, 15, gagraduate na ako. Tapos after 2 years lang, walang kaming ni graduation, pambayad sa graduation, ano namin. So may isang kapatid doon na marami siyang wedding gifts sa kanya, wedding gifts sa kanilang mag-asawa. Ginarage nila yon. Natandang-tanda ko, ginarage nila yon para lahat ng expenses namin for graduation. So yung kahit wala sila, makikita mo how they would want, you know, kaming itaguyod yung family. Kaya nagpapasalamat ako sa Panginoon dahil nandun kami sa sitwasyon na yon. Ngayon ko na lang yung naiintindihan. Noon kasi sabi nga yung message kagabi doon sa couples, yung trust in the Lord in the Lord's hands, even though you don't understand His plans. Bakit kailangan mangyari yun sa'yo? Still, you have to trust in the Lord. So, it would remain a testimony of God's love and faithfulness sa buhay po namin, na makita namin that the Lord works His mighty plans sa buhay natin. Kaya, if we suffer, if we are the lepers of today, kung we suffer because of His plans, I praise the Lord. I thank the Lord. And for those who have compassion for these lepers, for us, nandun sa sitwasyon na ganon, yun, be compassionate and be sensitive sa sitwasyon ng mga kapatid sa iglesia.
Thank you. Thank you, ma'am. That's a good point. Kung tayo naging recipient ng compassion ng iba, then the more reason we have to be compassionate to those who are in need, kung meron tayong opportunity. 2 Corinthians 1:3, the God of all comfort who comforts us in all our tribulations so that we may comfort those who are in their tribulation. So yung na-receive nating comfort at compassion ng kapatiran ay i-reflect natin ngayon kung tayo na ang nasa opportunity. Any other thoughts? Any experience of your own challenge of compassion? Lepers in your life?
Pastor, ano lang po, gusto ko lang pong magpasalamat doon po sa compassion ng Panginoon sa akin. Kasi, yun nga po, kagaya nga po ng sinasabi niyo kanina, we are benefactor po ng kanyang compassion. He touched us. At marami po, alam ko sa ating mga Kristiyano, marami pong mga pagkakataon po na dahil po sa alam po natin na tayo ay hinipo ng Panginoon, binigyan din po tayo ng ganun din pong pagmamahal sa kapwa natin. Kasi kung ano lang po, madali po yung, kung hindi po tayo Kristiyano, madali po yung maging, naturally, madamot po tayo makasarili. And yet, alam ko po na sa kamag-anak natin, sa kapitbahay natin, sa kasama natin, kahit na nasa ang lugar tayo, na mayroon po tayong nakakakitaan nung dapat na bigyan po ng ating expression ng compassion, nagagawa po natin dahil po sa biyaya niya na nasa atin. So, hindi na po kailangan isa-isa dahil marami po mga pagkakataon yun. Pero salamat po talaga sa Panginoon kasi sa Kanya po nagmula yun. And then we can also touch others because He touched us.
Thank you, Tina. It's good. Remember one passage I referred to, Jesus healed 10 lepers. And then ang sabi niya, one returned to Him. Were there not 10 healed? Where are the 9? Is there only one to thank God for being healed? So ang reaction, ang natural reaction dapat kapag tayo recipient, beneficiary ng kanyang compassion ay to thank God. Be thankful. And thanksgiving, thankfulness releases your hand from a grasping posture in order to give away. So yan ang isang bagay na motive para sa pagtulong naman sa iba ay be thankful for how you have received, how you have been a beneficiary of the love and compassion of God. At isa ring bagay na makita natin sa dalawang story na ginamit natin ay nagpakadalubhasa sila sa paraang ibinigay sa kanila ng Panginoon. Bailey, a genius of an organizer. He organized. Brand, a genius of a medical doctor at talagang siya yung naging nag-initiate ng maraming research into leprosy na hindi nalalaman noon at nag-develop ng mga treatment na hindi pa nagagawa noon, and all in the name of Christ. So we can do these things, be good in what we do, hindi bara-barang pagtulong, kundi good in what we do as we help these people who are in need. Any other thoughts, other questions, other challenges from lepers in our own experience? Yes,
additional lang go po ahead. Doon sa yung issue ng literal na touch sa ating mga mahal sa buhay. Sa ngayon po kasi, pagka nalaman natin may TB ang ating lolo, lola, mga anak natin, hindi na natin pinapalapit. So, ang internet naman po at saka sa dami ng mga nurses na mga kaanak o doktor natin ngayon, dapat po tayo ay ina-update natin yung kaalaman natin para kahit yung mga apo, pwede pa rin lumapit kay lolo na siyempre paubo-ubo. Yung touch kasi, napaka-importante po yun lalo sa mamamatay na hindi pinandidirihan ang mahal natin sa buhay. So, we really have to learn more each day para yung mga issues na medyo kinatatakutan natin ay makapagbigay pa rin ng compassion through touch sa ating mahal sa buhay.
Yes, very good point. Touch, binanggit yan ni Dr. Paul Brand, an expert, yet he saw the simplicity ng touch, ay what ministry it transmits doon sa na isi-share natin yung ating ministeryo na yan. So, maraming mga, kahit na yung mga diseases ngayon na sinasabing contagious, it doesn't mean that touching already makes you a candidate ng disease na yun. Even AIDS and others, we can touch. So that's something that we need to do in order to make them feel the love of Christ through touch, sharing with them. So, would you not rather touch the lepers than let lepers touching you all over? Sinir ko nga yung biro kagabi. May keto kong ina na nasa harap ng jeep, nagbabayad sa driver. Sabi ng driver, nung makita niya yung keto kong ina, hindi, bali na. Sabi nung leper, tayo talaga. Thank you, ha? So, the power of touch. Pampagising lang. Any other thought, last thoughts you want to share about? Yes, Myla.
Gusto ko lang i-share sa dun sa isang Sunday school namin sa Nigeria. Sunday school, not on a Sunday, with all the children sa campus. Nag-Bible study kami at isang kwento tungkol sa mga lepers sa Old Testament at saka yung sa New Testament. So, backgrounder din noon ay nag-invite ako ng doctor namin sa clinic para maunawaan ng mga bata kung ano yung leper. And I was also surprised na dun sa clinic namin, mayroon silang poster na parang from the OH natin na information campaign din tungkol sa lepers. So, sabi ko sa doctor, marami pa ba ditong ketong? Kasi dito, meron pang mga poster na gano'n. Which, sabi niya, significant pa din daw. And of course, considering na hindi sila develop, mas behind sila kaysa sa Philippines, ay meron pa talagang ketong. But on top of that, mas may ketong doon kaysa dito. Ang isang kinakatakutan at kinakadirian doon sa bandang doon, Africa, of course, you know, is HIV. HIV. So, kahit dun sa campus namin na mga edukado, mga doktor, mga asawa ng mga doktor, scientist, eh, iba talaga reaction nila kasi natatakot sila na yung mga helper. Ay, ano. So, yun yung isang sakit ngayon na kumbaga ay parang ketong nung panahon noon.
Yeah, totoo yan. And HIV is an a grabbing epidemic sa Africa for lack of education and extreme poverty And it could be the leprosy of the past, could be the HIV, AIDS sa maraming lugar, and that may be one thing that that might call us to serve in the sense na katulad ng leprosy noon, ang idea pa rin ng maraming tao ngayon, AIDS is a judgment of God. There may be some element of truth to that in the first few years ng AIDS when it was homosexuals na tinatamaan yan, but that's no longer the case. It's no longer true. And we cannot say na it's a judgment of God. That's false of leprosy, that's false of AIDS, and let's be moved with compassion kapag na-encounter tayo ng ganyan. So just last point, meron pa, Jojo.
Yung experience ko, Pastor, nung nasa research kami, no, kasama ni Kirodel, umikot kami sa Philippines eh. At talagang yung nakita ko yung situation ng biktima ng ano ng leprosy, kahit po dun sa isang lugar na isolated, ano, talagang remote area, sineparate sila, bundok na yun eh, dun sa Bulalakaw, Alcoy, ano, malapit sa Argao, sa bayan na Rimonde. Tinignan, isang pamilya yon, sineparate sila, talagang nakakaawa. Ngayon, gusto kong puntahan, kasi Kristiyano ako, gusto kong lapitan, kamustahin. Pinagbabawal talaga, sabi ko, kakaawa naman talaga. Talagang nahabag ako, hindi ako nakapunta. Sabi ko, ano kayong maganda rito? Di, tinatanong namin ko nung ano, yung daw, pwede daw mag-extend ng tulong kung ano, sabi ganun. Tapos, ito pong leprosy pala, kung may knowledge tayo, minsan pinature ito, hindi ko alam sa Magandang Gabi Bayan o sa Jessica. So, hindi pala po ito basta-basta nakakahawa. So, sabi ko, kung ma-educate lang tayo na itong sakit na ito ay hindi basta-basta nakakahawa, malaya tayo makakapunta at na-express natin yung touch of love sa kanila. So, sabi ko, kung alam ko na noon yun, nakapunta ka agad ako doon, na-educate ko na sila na hindi ho ganyan yung dapat nating treatment sa kanila. Kasi bilang Kristiyano, nakakaawa, sabi ko gano'n. So, yun, na yung pong pinicture na yon parang nakatulong sa akin na pag may ganong klaseng tao, makakalapit ka na sa kanya na hindi ka parang nag-aalangan na mahahawa ka agad. So, you could express your love mo nun po.
Okay, thank you, Jojo. At tama yun na kung may mga ganyang case at kung may alam lang sana tayo, if we were educated, ay katambal noon ay we can do more in terms of service rather than yung reaction natin ay maging repulsion or disgust. So, pero ang punto rito lahat ay it comes back to compassion, a Christ-like compassion. In a time when lepers would have provoked a revolting reaction, Jesus touched a leper. Jesus ministered to lepers. And we may encounter lepers of our time, whether literally lepers or more likely equivalents of lepers. Let us learn to serve them, be moved with compassion, and touch them as an expression of our love, all because of the Lord Jesus Christ. So let's bring these things to God in prayer. Maraming salamat, Panginoon, sa mga napag-aralan namin maging sa kasaysayan o salaysay ng dalawang tao na kinasangkapan mo sa iyong kaharian upang maglingkod sa mga ketongin at magbigay sa amin ng hamon at napakagandang huwaran ng kahabagan at ng compassion. Nawa, Panginoon, ay maipamuhay namin ito. Makita namin kay Jesucristo, siya na nagmahal at kumipo ng mga pinandidirihan ng lipunan. Kung sa amin man ito ay sa mga taong grasa, mga taong may AIDS o anumang sakit na pinandidirihan ngayon, kung sa iyong probidensya kami madala sa mga ganitong pagkakataon, ay tulungan mong mangibabaw sa amin ang pag-ibig ni Kristo. And help us, Lord, also to be reminded that we are beneficiaries of your love and compassion. We cannot count the number of ways you have been generous to us. And this should breed in our hearts thanksgiving a gratitude that should liberate our hands into generous giving. So grant, Lord, that as you are the God of comfort who comforts us when we are downcast and in tribulation, may we learn to reflect the same to those who suffer. So grant that we may know compassion for the lepers and for the equivalent of lepers today. If we encounter them today or any of these days, may we have the love of Christ to minister to them. In Jesus' name we pray these things. Amen.